And happy Sunday. It's Sunday, July 2nd. Happy birthday to my brother, Dave. Dave is now officially retirement age. It may be years before he officially learns how to retire, but he's working on it. See, I can play a little guitar right now, but about 10 days ago, my fingers and I had a disagreement with an electric hedge clippers, and I just got 18 stitches taken out of these fingers, and I can't really do much. So anyway, I put together a new video. This video is a song from the 1989 release, Shedding One More Layer of Skin. It's kind of a religious video. I think it was a night after work at the university pub, so actually it was a morning. And we were out there partying on John Hart's porch. John was a friend of ours. And John Wilson, who was also a friend of mine, had the Holy Bible out, and he was sitting there on the porch, and he was making up songs out of Bible verses, and we got to the Psalms, and we got to, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord," and I thought, I should do a song based on that. So I did, and then when I re-recorded this album, I turned it into a full-blown responsorial psalm to, I think it was Psalm 23. There's a lot of psalms that say, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord." There's not just one. Anyway, if you're not a particularly religious person, you can skip this week's podcast. And in fact, you may be going to sleep already because I'm talking too much. So here's the video, and here's my fingers.
Gonna tell you a story about Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Man, you wouldn't believe it. Well, everything was perfect until they cut the umbilical cord. For me, I don't eat no apples. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I will dwell, I will dwell, I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Oh, honey, I will dwell, I will dwell, I will dwell in the house of the Lord. And you can have your temptation and your knife and your sword, but I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Now Moses was a desert man, living off the sand. He was in search of a place he liked to call a promised land. He brought down the Ten Commandments, lost his faith, and then he smashed them to the floor. But me, I never broke anything. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I will dwell, I will dwell, I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Oh, honey, I will dwell, I will dwell, I will dwell in the house of the Lord. You can have your temptation and your knife and your sword, but I will dwell in the house of the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. Now David and Goliath, they're fighting all the time, while Judas turns in Jesus for a politician's crime, and Thomas keeps on doubting all the things he once was sure he had adored. But me, I'm plenty supernatural. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I will dwell, I will dwell, I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Oh, honey, I will dwell, I will dwell, I will dwell in the house of the Lord. You can have your temptation and your knife and your sword, but I will dwell in the house of the Lord. One thing that I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock, and then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle I will sacrifice with shouts of joy, and I will sing and make music to the Lord. On the TV you see the preacher man, and he's raking in the cash. He's filling foreign bank accounts and he's piling up a stash. He's got 20 Rolls Royces and a cellar full of wine he never poured. Me, I'll just hitchhike into heaven. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I will dwell, I will dwell, I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Oh, honey, I will dwell, I will dwell, I will dwell in the house of the Lord. And you can have your temptation and your knife and your sword, but I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says, if you seek his face, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. I will dwell. I will dwell. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Oh, honey, I will dwell. I will dwell. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. You can have your temptation and your knife and your sword, but I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. I will dwell. I will dwell. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Oh, honey, I will dwell. I will dwell. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Hey, you can have your temptation and your knife and your sword, but I will dwell.